All right, I'd like to greet you all in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you for your goodness and for your mercy, Lord. We just ask that you would help us, Father, to prepare ourselves to be like you, Lord, to prepare ourselves for your kingdom, Father, that we might belong there. Again, we thank you for all that you do for us. Fill us with your Spirit and give us wisdom. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right, might turn those heaters. Turn the air conditioner. All right. Let's open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 16. Beginning verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? But what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and will then repay every man according to his deeds. Okay, let's stop right there. What I want to talk about this morning is when Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." I want to talk about ourselves this morning. Sometimes we talk about people with, or we see people with low self-esteem. Sometimes we see people with high self-esteem. And a lot of times we see the ones with low self-esteem is just someone that needs help all the time. And then we see people with high self-esteem, and a lot of times we think, well, they're just full of pride. But the goal is neither one of those. The goal is zero self-esteem. Just being able to be who you are without worrying about what you think you ought to be, or how high you think you are. Just being able to be, Jesus said that if anyone will come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross. A lot of times, a lot of people put a big barrier between themselves and Jesus. That barrier is themselves. They don't think they can ever measure up, so they really try and really try and really try. And they're trying to base Jesus' acceptance of you on yourself. And then there's others who really think they got it going on, and so they really don't need Jesus because of themselves. What it takes to truly get to the Lord is just to be what you are. we try to get on a higher level than we are, we're always falling short. We're always discouraged. We're always failing. Instead of just being and just trusting, deny yourself. We're so scared that we're not going to measure up to what the Lord wants. And so we begin to really, really, really apply ourselves. Really, really dissect every little thing. Really, really try harder. Really, really study harder. Really, really try to do better. But Jesus said, the way to follow Him is to deny yourself. We've got to totally commit ourselves to the Lord and quit trusting in ourselves. Quit doing what we think and deny ourselves. Deny ourselves the desire to really know that I'm saved. Deny ourselves the desire to really, 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 really want to go to heaven. Deny ourselves the desire to make sure everything is just perfect. Deny ourselves. Take up our cross and follow. It is so simple. But ourselves get in the way. You know, a lot of times we think, when we deny ourselves, we think, okay, I'm not going to eat two pieces of candy. I'm only going to eat one. A lot of people think that that's what it is. I'm going to deny myself. I'm going to get a small Coke instead of a large one. I'm denying myself. Denying myself means that I'm not going to eat two pieces of pie. I'm just going to eat one. That's not denying ourselves. Sometimes denying ourselves, oh, I'm not going to eat any pie. I'm going to really deny myself. That has nothing to do with what Jesus is talking about here. Denying yourself is getting you out of the way. Sometimes we do have to deny ourselves those luxuries because they do get in the way. But that is not the way to follow Jesus. The way to follow Jesus is to deny ourselves. Not just deny our selfish desires. A lot of people think that because they deny all their selfish desires, that it puts them well on the way to heaven. That is actually taking up their cross and following Him. And so they rely on their ability to deny themselves. But that misses what Jesus is actually talking about. To deny ourselves is to lose ourselves. Not just miss out on a treat. It's to actually lose our lives so that we may find our lives. To deny ourselves is, you know, we look at people, like I said, with low self-esteem or high self-esteem. Sometimes we just are kicking ourselves all the time. We're just, oh, we're failures. We're miserable. We just continually are defeated, and it's just we think that somehow that is denying ourselves because we look at ourselves like we're a bunch of dogs. We just look at ourselves like a complete failure. And so we have this low self-esteem and we just, oh, woe is me. I'm just terrible. Just a miserable human being. And we think that that's denying ourselves. But all that is feeding ourselves. It's just feeding ourselves. It's this prideful thing that thinks that we really ought to be doing better, but we're not, because we are better. And when we don't measure up to what we really think we ought to be, well, then we get a chance to kick ourselves and bring ourselves down and think low of ourselves. It's just another stinking form of pride. You know, very few people just go around just bragging all the time about what they do, thinking that they're just so super that everything they do, very few people have that higher form of esteem about themselves. It's a lot easier to take the low road. There's nothing wrong. If you are what you are, that's what you are. We think sometimes if someone says they're able to do something when they're able to do it, that's pride. That's not it either. Pride is when you're thinking, the high form of that is whenever you think you are much better than you actually are. There are people that way, that think that they're way up here, but they're really down here. It's all self. Just being what you are. If you're able to do something good, that's what you are. If you're not able to do that, that's what you are. Deny yourself and just be what you are. Our self-esteem is what makes us ashamed to just do what we're supposed to do. The singing, the children singing. For someone, most people think that they don't sing well, and so they just aren't going to sing very loud because they don't want to call that attention to themselves that they don't sing well. They're trying to cover up what they really are. And so they mumble around, and they don't realize how terrible that is and how terrible that sounds. There's very few people that just are obnoxious when they sing. But if they sing, just because there's joy in their heart, because they love the Lord, they've denied themselves, they can just open their mouths and just sing, and they're not worried about what everybody else thinks. That's what we want to get to about denying ourselves. Some people think they can really sing and they just blow it out. Get too loud. Get obnoxious with it. Because they a little bit high thoughts of themselves. Most people just are afraid of their own voice, because they're afraid of who they actually are themselves. To have no self-esteem is to be able to get up when asked and just speak, just sing, just do whatever's asked of you, and do it the best of your ability, and not be ashamed of yourself, not be embarrassed. Just be yourself. That's the level we're shooting for. And that's what Jesus is talking about when he says, deny yourself. We're so afraid of what other people are thinking about us. Most people don't think about themselves whenever they're doing something. They're thinking about what is everyone else thinking about me. Instead of just taking care of their business and doing what's right in front of them, they're worried about, I wonder what everybody else is going to say about me. And so they're creating themselves with the main power of what they're using to develop themselves being what everyone else thinks. It's even more than that. It's not actually what everyone else is thinking about me that's the problem. It's what I think everyone else is thinking about me that's the problem. You see, we're all sitting here whenever we're doing something where we're just thinking, what is everybody else thinking about me? We think that the whole world is revolving around me because everybody's sitting there thinking about me. Who are you usually thinking about most of the time? You're thinking about yourself. And that's what everybody else is thinking about most of the time. Everybody isn't just looking at me, thinking about me. They're sitting there thinking about, wonder what he's thinking about me. And we build so much of our lives around what we think someone else is thinking about me. When they're sitting there thinking what you're thinking about them. And both of you are thinking about yourselves. Am I being confusing or do you understand what I'm saying? We're so concerned about ourselves that we're concerned about what they think about myself. And that just builds. We just imagine things, what they're thinking about me. And we don't realize that that's just exactly what the other person is thinking about. Instead of just being what we're supposed to be. Most people keep themselves away from salvation either by trying to perform or scared to death that they're not measuring up. When if they would just simply, Lord, this is me, here I am, and deny yourself. You have to, we've used this term before, recklessly abandon yourself to the Lord. Most of us are spending so much time trying to save ourselves that we're completely ignoring the only thing that will save us. You know, whenever someone's drowning, they start panicking. They just start thrashing the water and hitting. And it's very dangerous for someone trying to save them because they're likely to get pulled under too by the fanatical desire to save themselves. They'll actually try to drown the person that's trying to save them. That's the way most of us are with trying to be saved or trying to follow Jesus. We're frantically trying to save ourselves so much that we would pull under anybody around us because of our frantic desire to save ourselves. When Jesus said, that is not the way to do it. Jesus said, deny yourself. Does that mean I do nothing? No. You deny yourself and you take up your cross and follow. Quit trying to impress God. Quit trying to impress those around you. And follow Jesus. We take ourselves too seriously. We take ourselves too serious. We can't take a little criticism or some joking about us because it's too personal. It gets too close because we think too high of ourselves. We can't be drawn into that. We have to lose ourselves. Deny ourselves. How can we honestly trust in the Lord when ourself is in the way? When Jesus was in the garden and he said, "Not my will be done, but thine be done." If our self is in the way, we cannot honestly say that prayer. Thousands say that prayer, "Thy will be done." But we don't mean it. "Thy will be done" takes what I want out of the way. "Thy will be done" takes self completely out of the way. Can we honestly say, "Lord, not what I want, but what you want. Thy will be done." Totally surrendering, casting yourself upon the Lord and say, "Lord, thy will be done in my life." I've heard people preach messages about surrender, totally trust in the Lord. And I've heard ministers after the message say, "Wow, that's scary. That would be hard to do." Admitting that they know nothing of it. To totally deny yourself. To totally lay yourself down. To totally lose your life and say, "Lord, thy will be done." One of the things that helped transform my life was realizing that I deserved to go to hell. That whatever punishment, whatever, like this says, "Every man will repay a man, every man according to his deeds." That I deserved to be paid according to my deeds. Problem is, most of us don't really believe that we do. Most of us just hope we can kind of skim by and not be paid according to our deeds. And that we'll just rely on mercy and we'll just rely on grace. Not realizing that it is only mercy and that it is only grace. Because we deserve it is just as natural. It is just, it's just as evident. It's just as common for us to actually be paid according to our own deeds. That is what ought to happen. But we can't get there because we really haven't denied ourselves to realize that that's actually just what I am. That's actually just what I am. That's actually just what I deserve. And it's only when we get to the place where we can just actually own what we really are and say, Lord, Thy will be done. You are worth serving if at the end of my life I get everything I deserve. The Lord is worth serving. The Lord is worth loving. The Lord is worth honoring. The Lord is worth worshiping. Even at the end of my life, I get what I deserve. God is still good. And it's only when I can get to that place in my life where I can deny myself and say, Thy will be done. With an honest heart, just say, Lord, here's my life. I'll throw it away. And You are still worth serving. That's what it means to deny yourself. That's what it means to lose yourself. And when we do that, we find it. Not just trying some magic formula, oh, if I'll do that, I'll find it. You've not lost it. You're just using this as a means to an end for your own self. You're just trying to find the formula for heaven to keep yourself and be saved too. That's not it. Lose yourself. Deny yourself. And when you actually do that, lo and behold, you'll find it. But you got to give up everything. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And the Lord add His blessings.
Oh, hail the power of Jesus and Yeah.